our quest for personal achievement, sometimes it's not specific negative memories or a lack of self-confidence that holds us back. Sometimes it's a limiting self-image. Learned at an early age, a poor self-image can cause us to constantly feel dissatisfied and keep us from accomplishing the things that are truly meaningful to us. Robert McDonald is an NLP comprehensive trainer and consultant and an expert in the art of developing positive self-esteem. He's developed specific processes for healing codependence and releasing addictions. Robert will guide you through transformational techniques to create self-appreciation and enhance self-esteem.
Over the past 20 years or so, I've come to notice that many people have a pervasive attitude about themselves that gets in the way of their personal achievement. A pervasive attitude about themselves that gets in the way of going for the best in their lives. On the other hand, I've also noticed that when these same people take the time to create and maintain an objective and favorable impression of themselves, their capacity for personal enrichment, for being their personal best, can skyrocket. Hello, I'm Robert McDonald. I'm a master practitioner and trainer of neuro-linguistic programming. For many years now, I've been creating and presenting NLP-based seminars to people from all walks of life. To managers, construction workers, secretaries and therapists, to laborers and lawyers, physicians, entertainers and athletes and artists and much more. From this tape, you will learn specific skills and techniques which I use in my seminars around the nation. Skills and techniques that will actually work to assist you in improving your personal and professional life. Think of how many times you've heard people advocating self-esteem. All the literature I've ever read that discusses personal achievement relates achievement of every sort to self-esteem. Every psychologist I've ever met and every psychological or psychiatric text I've ever read informs me that self-esteem is essential. It's crucial to becoming a fully functioning, emotionally secure, an achievement-oriented human being. In my seminars and in my private practice, I typically work with deep personal concerns like motivation, intimacy, and codependence. And I've discovered that my best work always involves helping people to establish and maintain a positive attitude of self-appreciation and self-esteem. I found this to be truly important and necessary in every case. This tape is intended to empower you to create such a rich attitudinal change within yourself and about yourself. This tape is for you, to improve your self-appreciation and your self-esteem. Over the years, I've listened to feedback from hundreds of people who were delighted by the results they received from the NLP technology you'll find in this tape. For example, I just received a letter from a CPA accountant who attended one of my weekend seminars. He said, "Learning the technology of self-appreciation and self-esteem has been of immense value to me, both personally and professionally." He now feels so good about himself that his ability to establish and maintain communication and rapport during business meetings has been, in his words, vastly improved. Personally speaking, my mission in life is to heal and to be healed. Personal and professional results, such as the changes indicated by this man's letter, are deeply gratifying to me. I decided to create this tape because I sincerely want everyone to be empowered to improve their self-esteem and to benefit in every way from the insight and the power that is inherent in the NLP technology of personal achievement. Before we go any farther, it's time to ask, what is self-esteem? After 20 years of working with thousands of people's most intimate issues and heartfelt concerns, I've come to define self-esteem as an objective and favorable impression of myself which influences all my experiences, an objective and favorable impression of myself, which influences all my experiences. That's quite a statement. And yet, just about every psychologist, counselor, and motivator, successful businessman or woman, psychiatrist, and mental health professional will agree that self-esteem is the bottom line to peace of mind and personal achievement. No one disagrees with that. No one says negative things about self-esteem, about having a positive self-image. Everyone wants it, and everyone seeks it. Well, what stops them from having it? What stops so many people from having greater self-esteem? What stops you from really feeling good about yourself right now? Of course, it's obvious by now that the more positive self-esteem you have, the better your life will be. Well, what if you could feel good about yourself, truly appreciate yourself right now? What if you could feel like you really belong, just as you are right now? What if you could feel safe and personally empowered to begin changing right now? What if you could have the energy to tackle new challenges, to courageously look into unexplored areas of your life, and add richly to the texture and flavor of all your experiences right now? Think of how much you could achieve if you had all of that. Although virtually all human performance professionals agree on the value and importance of personal self-esteem, it's true that only a rare few can teach us how to achieve it. Everyone seems to talk about self-esteem, but they don't know how to teach us effective ways of achieving it. That's where the neuro-linguistic programming technology comes in. Because with NLP, you can easily learn the specific steps for using your brain to powerfully impact your self-esteem, which in turn will impact your level of personal achievement. NLP has the technology, the step-by-step procedures for personal change, which I looked for during much of my adult life. Growing up in an alcoholic and suicidal family system, I became personally very interested in the nature and building blocks of self-esteem. My family, which I believe was not unlike millions of other families, had an unspoken demand of its members. Basically, it was, don't rock the boat. Does that sound familiar? I felt subtly pressured to keep my light from shining, to only aspire to mediocrity, to be the same as others. I was shy and easily embarrassed. I needed to change my attitudes about myself and about what I was able to personally achieve. I needed to know how specifically I could build or create self-esteem within myself. I spent many years in formal education. My university degrees in psychology and counseling and mental health only hinted at what was possible. NLP provided me with real tools to change my life and the lives of others who truly want to change in the direction of personal achievement. Today, I'm happy to know that NLP studies how the brain works. It studies how people think, and it provides us with effective step-by-step tools designed to produce the results we truly desire. And as you know from listening to the previous tapes in this series, NLP has discovered that people think in terms of inner pictures, sounds, and feelings. When you learn to change your inner pictures and sounds, even your personal perspective, you will have the choice to dramatically impact your self-esteem, your emotions, your beliefs and attitudes about yourself and others. And frankly, I believe you need to know an even deeper truth right now. Willpower is not enough to create self-esteem. My guess is that you've probably discovered this for yourself the hard way many times. And yet, if you're anything like me, you need to hear it spelled out once and for all. All the willpower in the world will not create an objective and favorable impression of yourself which influences all your experiences. Using your willpower to create self-esteem is an exhausting effort and simply doesn't work. What you need is know-how. For example, with NLP we know that low or high self-esteem is due to your map or representations of yourself. It is not due to the reality of how you actually are, but to your representations of yourself, to the way you think about yourself. Change your representations of yourself, and you change your self-esteem. It's as simple as that. NLP knows that some of the building blocks of self-esteem, of this pervasive self-appreciative attitude, are the kinds of pictures we have of ourselves. That is, the way we think of ourselves. But don't take my word for all of this. Find out for yourself. Right now, for example, notice that when you see a small, dim, black-and-white image of yourself, you actually feel differently about yourself, about who you are, than when you see an image of yourself which is large, bright, and colorful. Take a moment right now to turn off the tape player, create these mental images of yourself, and notice your reactions. Welcome back. Did you take the time to discover for yourself that when you see a small, dim, and colorless image of yourself, you actually feel differently about yourself than when you see a large, bright, and colorful self-image? Good. Then you now know personally that your inner thoughts, the way you see yourself and talk about and to yourself, can support or block your self-esteem. The point is that your inner thoughts can support courageous behavior and lead to independence, achievement, and choice, or make you fearful and ineffective. The difference that makes the difference is your personal ability to change your inner representations by choice. Think of it. Anyone who maintains high self-appreciation knows that regardless of circumstances, they can feel good about themselves. How can they do this? They can because they have the flexibility, the skills to change by choice. If you know how to deliberately change your inner representations of yourself, if you know how to change by choice, you can effectively improve your level of self-esteem right now. Remember, people who maintain high self-appreciation are fundamentally no different from you and me. I can't say that they never feel down or upset or depressed. They do experience these unpleasant emotional states from time to time. Of course, self-esteeming people are human. They are simply aware that their emotions provide deeply important information about how they're living their lives. They take such emotion-based information seriously and then consciously make appropriate changes in the way they think and therefore in the way they behave in the world. With NLP technology and procedures, when self-esteeming people feel upset, they know they are empowered to skillfully change their inner representations, their emotional lives, and consequently their behavior by choice. The secret of self-esteeming people is that they have the know-how to change themselves if and when they want to. This NLP skill-oriented tape will give you the know-how to build your self-esteem by choice. For example, recently, a self-employed businesswoman attended one of my Beyond Codependent seminars. Before she went through the NLP process, she wondered how people could possibly love her. After one application of the step-by-step procedure you'll learn from this tape, she understood how she's loved with her behavior. She said that she saw herself apart from her behavior. She saw through her behavior to her essence, who she really is. She'd never done that before. Perhaps the greatest impact is that she now likes herself a lot more, and she accepts who she is and what she is. She said, "I'm a lot less critical of myself. I'm more comfortable and relaxed with myself and with others. This will definitely affect my business relationships, too." Another example of changing by choice comes from a multi-talented entrepreneur and business consultant. He is now in the process of expanding his business to the international level. Again, after one application of the process I'm about to teach you, he said that the NLP technology helped him to develop self-love in areas he didn't think were possible, and even in areas he didn't know were needed. He said, "It created a fullness of being in my personality and in my body, an integration, a big one. Self-love really does it. This process has had an incredible impact on my business and will impact every other area of my life." Since our attitudes are made up of subjective pictures, sounds, and feelings, and since NLP offers you the technology to alter your subjective experience when you want to, I invite you to come with me now into a personal experience of deep self-appreciation. After this exercise, I'll present the NLP method in a step-by-step outline form. In this way, you'll be able to impact your sense of self-appreciation whenever you want to. This format is adapted from the NLP text Solutions, written by Leslie Cameron Bandler. The following NLP pattern works best when you give it your complete attention. As in all things, you'll receive the best results when you participate fully. So if you're driving or distracted, please set aside a quiet time to play this tape again and more easily acquire these skills. Before beginning this process, I'd like you to think of someone who you know loves you. Someone who you are certain, without a doubt, loves you. Whoever this person is, a friend, lover, husband, wife, parent, child, whoever, simply notice who it is, and we'll use this knowledge during the process. If you can't think of anyone who you know loves you, then think of a person who you assisted in some way, and you know that person deeply appreciates you. Whether you think of someone who you know loves you, or of someone who you know deeply appreciates you, in either case, simply notice who he or she is for now. We'll make good use of this personal resource later on. Now find a comfortable and quiet place in which to proceed with this exercise. Your favorite chair will do. It's time to relax now. Breathe. Let your body relax. Breathe slowly and deeply and fully. It's all right to make noise when you breathe. Go ahead. Breathe slowly and deeply and fully. Imagine that you have nostrils on the bottoms of your feet, and you can breathe the air up your legs and into your lungs. Fill your body with good, fresh air. That's right. And while you're breathing comfortably and slowly and fully, I will talk with you about what it's like to really appreciate yourself as you are. Just relax. That's right. I don't want you to go into a trance right now. So as you feel your body relax, just let go of any bodily and emotional tensions you may have. That's right. Simply relax. Let go. Relax. Now imagine that you're sitting at a desk writing your autobiography. You may be using a pen or a pencil, or perhaps a typewriter or a computer keyboard. In some way, you find yourself writing your autobiography, telling the story of your life. You're quite comfortable as you write your autobiography. You can feel and see the desk and the chair you're using. You may notice right away, or in a few seconds, or perhaps later on, how the words which describe your life begin to gently occur to you. In any case, you know that you're sitting at a desk writing your autobiography. And as you write, you become aware of the thought of someone who you know loves you or appreciates you. You begin to think even more clearly about that person who you know loves you. Now take your time to notice that across the room from where you're writing your autobiography, you can see someone standing on the other side of a glass door. It is the person who you know loves you. And as you see this person who you know loves you or appreciates you, you become aware that he or she is looking at you, observing you, and you decide to describe this person in your autobiography. Take your time and describe this person, what you see and what you feel about this person, even what you hear yourself saying to yourself about the person who you know loves you. Write it all down into your autobiography. Now that you have a full sense of what it's like to describe the person who you know loves you, gently allow yourself to leave your body at the desk and float your awareness across the room, through the glass door, and notice what it's like to stand next to the person who loves you. And take your time to look through the glass door and observe yourself writing your autobiography. Just stand there and notice what you look like from the perspective of being behind the glass door. And notice just how much you currently appreciate yourself. Notice your actual feelings about yourself as you look at yourself through the glass door. And now, gently and tenderly, allow yourself to enter into the body of the person who you know loves you and look through that person's eyes at yourself as you write your autobiography. That's right. See yourself through the eyes of someone who loves you. Take your time and really look. Yes. That's right. See yourself through the eyes of love. Notice what you look like over there, writing your autobiography. And notice how you move and breathe. Take your time to fully appreciate the qualities and specialnesses about yourself that you're aware of, perhaps for the first time, as you see yourself through the eyes of love. And since you're in the body of someone who loves you, notice the thought you hear being spoken about you. Notice the tone of voice of the positive, appreciative thoughts you hear as you experience yourself over there, writing at your desk, from the perspective of someone who you know loves you. That's right. Now gently tenderly. Allow your awareness to leave the body of the person who you know loves you and float back through the glass door, across the room, and back into your body at the desk, writing your autobiography. And take your time now to write into your autobiography that you just got through seeing yourself through the eyes of love or appreciation. And describe several of the qualities and specialnesses you noticed in yourself when you saw yourself through the eyes of love. And as you write this experience into your autobiography, begin to think of your future, of future experiences you may know are coming, and of those experiences which may surprise you, of all the places and times in your future, tomorrow, the next day, weeks and months, and even years from now, when you'll be easily able to access this precious experience of seeing yourself through the eyes of love, of future times and places in your life, when it's important for you to notice your special qualities right now and deeply appreciate who and what you are in the world right now. Those future times when you'll be aware that this deep self-appreciation will encourage you to achieve more and more and more. Now begin to return to your full awareness, your full consciousness. At your own pace, I invite you to gently become increasingly wide awake and alert, listening to my voice as I speak to you now. Welcome back. The experience you just went through has provided you with the kind of deep personal self-appreciation that is often a first step in training your brain to totally support and encourage yourself. I like to think of the self-esteeming person as someone who is empowered to see the big picture, including the picture maker, just as you did a few minutes ago. And now I invite you to take your time and comfortably notice the various ways this NLP technology has changed your inner representations of yourself in subtle and not so subtle ways. You actually see yourself from a new, more appreciative and loving perspective. Since viewing yourself within the big picture, that is, from this self-appreciative perspective, assists you to more fully accept yourself as you are, it's possible to stop battling yourself and more fully accept and love the fact that a tree is a tree, a flower is a flower, and you are who you are and what you are right now. Now it's time to give you an outline of the specific steps you'll use whenever you want to invite even more self-appreciation. Number one, identify someone who you know loves you. If no one comes to mind, simply think of someone who you've done something for and who, as a result, sincerely appreciates you. Number two, imagine you are writing your autobiography and see on the other side of a glass door the person who loves or appreciates you. Number three, at your desk, write down the qualities and characteristics of that person. Number four, float your awareness outside the room and stand next to that person and see yourself through the glass door from your own eyes. Number five, enter into the body of the someone who loves you and see yourself through the eyes of love or appreciation. Also, hear the thoughts of love that are a part of being in the body of the person who loves you. Number six, float back into your body at the desk and write about the special qualities and aspects of yourself that you saw and heard when you looked through the eyes of love. And number seven, think of possible times and places in your present and future life when you know you'll find this sense of deep self-appreciation to be of special use to you. Now I invite you to notice just how much more self-appreciative you've already become. And since the true depth of your self-appreciation is improving and expanding, take the time now to be sure and preserve for your future all of your ways of thinking of yourself, which allow you to develop new and better learnings and understandings as you continue to open yourself to even greater self-esteem. And one way you can do that now is to frequently listen to and put into practice the specific NLP technology of self-esteem offered on both sides of this tape. Thank you for caring enough about yourself to give your full attention to using your brain so effectively and to change the way you think of yourself with NLP. Every mental health professional wants you to understand that you need positive self-esteem in order to lead a full, rich life. Self-esteem impacts every part of every man and woman's life. Personal and business relationships, romance, marriage and family, spiritual concerns, finances and leisure time, negotiations and creativity, physical fitness, and more. In short, everything we personally achieve is affected by our level of self-esteem. On side one of this tape, you learned the NLP technology for creating an attitude of deep self-appreciation. It's exciting for me to know that you will now easily progress even farther. You will learn on this side of the tape the step-by-step procedures of the most powerful and yet simple NLP method now available for creating a pervasive sense of high self-esteem, an objective and favorable impression of yourself which influences all of your experiences in the present, and even in the past and future as well. Having self-esteem means you objectively value yourself as a person, no matter what you happen to be doing. You see, it's possible that your behavior may need to change, but you are not your behavior. And since you're not your behavior, you can change your behavior. You can learn more, accomplish more, achieve more, and still maintain your self-esteem, your self-love, your self-worth, and your whole life is improved. John Bradshaw, the author of Healing the Shame That Binds You, puts it this way. You are a human being, not a human doing. You are a human being, not a human performance. I completely agree. When you learn to separate who you are from what you do, you can more easily notice that your being is fundamentally good, and that your behavior, that is how you act, is simply effective or ineffective at achieving the results you truly want. Having self-esteem means accepting what you feel, what you want, and what you value. That is your identity. You, yourself, as you are. Accepting what you feel, want, and value means that you accept your emotional reactions as feedback. You accept your emotions as valuable parts of your identity, and as valuable signals or alarms which can be used to guide your behavior. Emotions, regarded as feedback, are as essential to guiding our lives as a lighthouse or foghorn is to successfully guiding a ship to its destination. Having high self-esteem will empower you to improve your relationships with others, as well as help you to feel good about yourself as you are. It will help you to identify what you feel and what you want, and to more easily express your boundaries and bottom lines. For example, the self-esteeming person commonly uses I statements rather than you or we statements. With high self-esteem, a man or woman might say, "I feel wonderful today," rather than, "Some days, you know, you just feel wonderful." This is because the self-esteeming person easily distinguishes him or herself from other people. Using I statements will ensure your ownership of your experiences, wants, and needs. With high self-esteem, you will be empowered to stand up for your identity, to know what you feel and what you want, and to say, "I am myself. I am this person and no one else. I love myself, imperfections and all." The self-esteeming person also believes in other people's rights, and therefore allows and encourages others to take form, to have their own identity, to know what they feel and what they want. Self-esteem lets you have differences, express your differences, and be different. Because when you have self-esteem, you actually feel safe to be yourself, just as you are. You will honestly feel safe enough to be yourself, a separate individual with your own personal ideas, feelings, goals, and values. Yes, self-esteem is profoundly important in your personal and professional life. I've noticed that without self-esteem, without the sense of self-worth that allows me to stand up for something, I'd probably fall for anything. I mean that without the ability to say no, all your yeses are basically meaningless. If you're compelled to say yes, then you're without choice and are likely to lack the self-esteem that comes from choosing your life. And the same is true if you must say no to everything that comes along. In either case, if you are compelled to say yes all the time, or if you are compelled to say no to everything, these compulsions are part of the heart of low self-esteem and lead to choicelessness. Today there is a lot being said about a kind of choicelessness called codependent behavior. The First National Conference on Codependence in 1989 defined codependence as a pattern of dependence on compulsive behaviors and on approval from others in an attempt to find safety, self-worth, and identity. Clearly, one way to think of codependence or any addictive or compulsive behavior is that it's due to low self-esteem. And since I've successfully used NLP technology in my work with codependence and on an international basis, I've been fortunate enough to see it impact the self-esteem of individuals from all walks of life. The NLP pattern I'm about to teach you is called the Swish pattern. I invite you to find out about the many applications of this pattern in a wonderful book called Heart of the Mind by Connie Ray and Steve Andreas. The Swish pattern, as I'm using it on this tape, not only handles self-defeating behavior and other blocks to self-esteem, it also directionalizes your brain for greater and greater self-esteem as it enables you to look into a brighter future. This pattern will deal with present, past, and future issues and concerns related to self-esteem all at once. It is an extraordinarily powerful tool. The results are often astonishing. For example, I recently worked with a 42-year-old woman who's training to be a therapist. She used this pattern to completely resolve a lifelong issue. Her unresolved anger and fear related to her father's early abandonment had prevented her from standing on her own feet and achieving more of her potential. When she thought of what was stopping her from being her personal best, she became aware of an image of her father's fist coming at her and heard his voice saying, "I don't want you." After using the NLP pattern you'll be learning in a moment, she wrote to me. Here's her response. "I now have an inner freedom and joy and see myself alive and radiating in the future. And as I see me, I experience a greater strength to be in the now. I have an even deeper love for myself." Her relationship with herself and her memory of her father had completely changed. Shortly after this transforming experience, she accepted an offer of self-employment and severed a long-term, unhealthy relationship with a married man. Think of how often your personal achievements are negatively impacted by low self-esteem. Think of those specific times in which, if you had a tool to create high self-esteem, you would achieve so much more in your life. Now let's explore more deeply. Take a moment and think of a time in your life when you felt particularly good about yourself. No matter how long ago it was, go back to that time in your life and see what you were seeing, feel what you were feeling, and hear what you were hearing at that time. A time when you felt particularly good about yourself. Take a moment and do this now. Notice how good you felt then and how good you feel now just thinking of it. What would life be like for you if you could choose to feel good about yourself and even more loving of yourself whenever you wanted to, simply by choosing it? The question is, what stops you from choosing it? What stops you from choosing high self-esteem? Most people don't choose it because they simply don't know the specific steps to create it. So now it's time to come with me on a simple journey. First, I want you to experience the process. Then, later on, I will give you a step-by-step outline of this pattern, and you can go over the steps at your leisure. And as with the pattern you learned on side one of this tape, if you're driving or distracted in any way, Please set aside a time when you can give this information your full attention. Okay. The question now is, what is it exactly that stops you from feeling really good about yourself? Really, what comes to your mind when I ask you that question? If you don't already know, then here's a method for zeroing in on what's in your way. Close your eyes and relax. That's right. Right now, relax and think of a time in your life when you were being particularly hard on yourself, when you lacked self-esteem. A time in your life, maybe recently, or maybe very long ago, when you lacked the self-esteem to take the steps toward the personal achievement you truly desired. A time when you felt unable to be the best you could be. Or you may be thinking of something you anticipate happening, something in your future that, when you think of it, makes you feel unpleasant or unable. Actually allow yourself to be in that experience, in the past or the future, seeing what you're seeing, feeling what you're feeling, and hearing what you're hearing. Let the feelings, perhaps unpleasant feelings, you associate with that time in your life become even more intense. As those feelings become even more intense within you, notice the part of your body in which you feel those feelings, the place in your body in which those feelings reside. Now, as you notice your intense feelings, you can also begin to notice what you're looking at in your mind's eye. Become aware of what you're seeing that is associated with feeling so unloving of yourself. The image may make complete sense to you, or it may not right now. In either case, simply notice what you're looking at. And notice what you may be hearing, something being said to you, or by you, that may also lead to these unpleasant feelings. That's right. Just notice what you're seeing in your mind's eye and what you're hearing in your mind's ear, which you associate with feeling so unloving of yourself now. And if you need more time to complete any section of this pattern, simply take whatever time you need. Comfortably. Easily. At your own pace. Good. Now just set that unpleasant image and those sounds aside. We'll bring them back and use them later on. For now, just set them aside and say your telephone number out loud. That's right, just recite your phone number aloud. And now, just for fun and to distract you for a moment, try saying your phone number backward, out loud. Good work. Now take a moment to create in front of you an image of yourself wearing what you're wearing right now. An image of yourself, the way you would look if you'd already solved this issue which affects your self-esteem. This is a future you, a you who is just steps ahead of you. A you who has already solved the issue you've been troubled by. Solved it with methods that are yet to occur to you. And this you knows you will succeed because he or she already has. This is a you who has been through everything you've been through and a bit more. Therefore, he or she looks at you with love and kindness and knows you will succeed. See this wonderful you right in front of you. A large, bright, and colorful image of yourself having many resources to handle the issues that have blocked you. A you who is just steps ahead of you and has many choices, many different ways to handle whatever you were seeing in the unpleasant image. Be sure the wonderful you is not perfect and has a sense of humor and makes you feel good just by looking at him or her. And now, notice that the wonderful you is speaking in a sincere and frankly honest tone of voice, saying, "I feel good about myself." And the words, "I feel good about myself," come toward you and begin to encircle your head, going all the way around your head. Listen to the words going around your head, making a slight echo, as though your head were within a large golden bell. And as you listen to the words, "I feel good about myself," allow the good feelings to begin to wash over you. Now take the image of the wonderful you and shrink it down. Make it smaller and smaller and smaller. Shrink it down into a tiny sparkling dot floating in space in front of you. Now make that sparkling dot begin to blossom and get larger and larger until it becomes life-size again and you see the wonderful you right in front of you. Large and bright and colorful. And you hear the wonderful you saying, honestly and frankly, "I feel good about myself." And those words encircle your head as though your head were within a large golden bell. And you feel the good feelings wash over you. That's right. Now see a blank screen in your mind, a blank screen like in a movie theater. That's right. And now that you know how to shrink and blossom the wonderful you image, go ahead and shrink the wonderful you image smaller and smaller into a tiny sparkling dot. And place that sparkling dot containing the wonderful you in the bullseye center of the unpleasant image, the one you set aside a while ago. Now as the unpleasant image begins to fade and get smaller and disintegrate, the sparkling dot containing the wonderful you begins to get bigger and brighter and bigger and brighter until, swoosh, the wonderful you image overwhelms the unpleasant image. And all you can see is the wonderful you. And you see that image of yourself, large, bright, and colorful, right in front of you, saying, "I feel good about myself." And the words encircle your head and slightly echo, as though your head were within a large golden bell, and you let the good feelings wash over you. Now make a blank screen. That's right. See a blank screen in your mind as though you were looking at a blank screen in a movie theater. That's right. Let's do that pattern again, a little bit more quickly. Okay, here we go. Get the wonderful you image and see it as a sparkling dot. That's right. Now place the dot in the bullseye center of the unpleasant image. That's right. Now, as the unpleasant image begins to fade and get smaller and disintegrate, watch the sparkling dot begin to get bigger and brighter and bigger and brighter until, swoosh, the wonderful you image overwhelms the unpleasant image. And the wonderful you is large and bright and colorful and is saying, "I feel good about myself." And the words encircle your head an echo, as though your head were within a large golden bell, and you let the good feelings wash over you. Then you make a blank screen, just like one you might see in a movie theater. That's right. Now you've done the swish pattern twice. I'd like you to try it on your own three more times, a little faster each time. Just turn off the tape and run the pattern three times. When you return, I'll assist you in placing this positive self-esteem image into your past, present, and future. Welcome back. Now that you've run the pattern several times, it's important to test your work. So take a moment now and notice what you feel when you try to get the unpleasant image back in your mind. What do you feel now? If you're unable to get the unpleasant feelings at all, and you have a tough time even seeing the unpleasant image, you're almost done. If you have any unpleasant feelings when you think of what was stopping you, simply repeat the pattern until the unpleasant feelings vanish. As you know, self-esteem is an objective and favorable impression of yourself which influences all your experiences. That means it's like seeing an inner positive image of yourself everywhere you look, in the past, present, and future. So when you're unable to get the unpleasant feelings you used to have, simply imagine that you can physically take hold of the wonderful you image in your hands. That's right. Do it now. Physically reach out and get a hold of it with your hands. Get a hold of the wonderful you image and imagine you can multiply that image. Make color Xerox copies. Make thousands of the images of the wonderful you, one behind the other, like a very large deck of cards. That's right. Now leave one of the images right in front of you and toss the rest of them up into the air. And watch all those images of the wonderful you begin to come down and fall all around you in concentric circles, all around you for as far as you can see, in every direction, in the past, the present, and the future. There are rows after rows of circles of wonderful you images, and you can hear all of them like a chorus of loving, honest voices saying, "I feel good about myself." And you allow the good feelings to wash over you. That's right. Good work. And this is a good time to turn off this tape and spend a few moments reflecting on how you're feeling about yourself right now. So go ahead, turn off the tape, and take the time to notice just how good you're feeling about yourself and about your past and your future. Welcome back. Now here are the specific steps to use this pattern effectively. Number one, identify an unpleasant image from the past or future that prevents you from having high self-esteem and achieving your personal best. An easy way to do this is to think of a time when you were feeling unable to be your personal best, and let those unpleasant feelings become an image you can see in your mind's eye. Number two, create a large, bright, and colorful image of yourself being different, a wonderful you. That is, a you who has already solved the issue contained within the unpleasant image, a resourceful you, confident and with a sense of humor. Number three, whenever you see this wonderful you, he or she speaks to you and says, "I feel good about myself." And the words encircle your head, echoing as though your head were within a golden bell, and you let the good feelings wash over you. Number four, shrink the image of the wonderful you down to a sparkling dot. Then make the sparkling dot blossom out, showing the wonderful you getting bigger and brighter, until it's life size. Listen to the wonderful you saying, I feel good about myself. Then, shrink and blossom the wonderful you once or twice, getting used to the process. Number 5. Place the sparkling dot containing the wonderful you into the bullseye center of the unpleasant image. Number 6. As the unpleasant image begins to fade and get smaller, the sparkling dot image of wonderful you begins to get bigger and brighter until the wonderful you image overwhelms the unpleasant image. And you hear the words, I feel good about myself, encircle your head. Number 7. See a blank screen in your mind's eye. Number 8. Slowly repeat the process about 3 times, seeing a blank screen at the end of each one. Then run the process 3 times very fast, and then do 3 more, even faster, until you can no longer get those unpleasant feelings. Number 9. Get a hold of the wonderful you image and multiply it thousands of times. Leave one in front of you and toss all the rest up into the air and watch them come down around you in concentric circles, as far as you can see in every direction. Then hear a chorus of your voice saying, I feel good about myself. Congratulations. That's all there is to it. It's truly elegant. A very simple and very effective way to create an objective and favorable impression of yourself which influences all your experiences. And since you've already experienced this pattern, take all the time you need now to be sure and keep your abilities to be open to new and innovative ways of enjoying yourself in the future, and just as you are, while you continue to integrate and synthesize all the skills and attitudes you've just learned. And so, as you think of how often you'll enjoy learning from this tape, I want to thank you personally for paying such close attention and for caring so much.